Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd like to say welcome to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Sonya Schmidt will join us in the second hour. I know how you always look forward to her. I do too. I so much appreciate her take on things. But in today's world, you're not allowed... You're not allowed to take a stand on, let's see, if I don't have a, well, you know, how does that work? I used to get emails all the time. I know it sounds like I'm all over the place already. I used to get emails all the time about how I couldn't talk about women's issues because I didn't have a uterus. Hello? Right? No, really, I'm curious. Because I used to get beat up for, you know, talking about abortion, women's issues. I don't have a uterus. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I haven't received those for a while. So I'm wondering, truly wondering, am I allowed to now? Since we don't have a real definition of it. We don't, right? Anybody know if we have a definition of a woman yet? No, seriously. So if we don't have a definition of a woman, then they can't get on my case anymore, can they? I'm just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do really appreciate the, God bless, there's so much crazy stuff going on. Right? I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up there, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, whole bunch of stuff going up there. Look at Disney. Can we get something straight now? Disney is not the company you thought that they were or they have been in the past. Disney is gone. The company that Roy Disney put together no longer exists. Can we get past that? You think about some of the stuff that you've seen going on in Disney over the years. You know, the Mickey Mouse Club. Look at all the poor girls in the Mickey Mouse Club. You know what I'm talking about. What is it? Christina Aguilera. Right? Britney Spears. Think about what they were turned into. People were screaming about over-sexualizing our young kids. And these ladies, a few other these girls, leave Disney and what are they? Right? Look at what's happening to them. And Disney has been changing for years. So would you want your kids to aspire to be one of the Disney characters? I'd have to say, why? Are you paying attention? Do you see what they're doing? Malaysia and other countries have banned Lightyear, from playing in theaters after Disney refused to cut a same-sex kissing scene from the animated film. Why? Why do we need this? I mean, it's an animated film to begin with. Why do we need this kissing scene at all? Malaysia's Film Censorship Board said it approved the movie with the parental guidance for those under 13 on the condition of modifications. Scenes and dialogues that are found to contain elements promoting the LGBTQ lifestyle, which violate key aspects of guidelines on film censorship, were ordered to be either cut or muted. However, the film distributors didn't agree and comply with the instructions, decided instead to cancel the screening. It will not compromise on any LGBTQ scenes. What I love about this is recently some of my friends in the LGBTQ community, I shouldn't even say friends, a couple of my acquaintances who said they don't agree with this. They don't think that little kids should be exposed to this kind of thing at such a young age. Right? But yet they're okay with this. What's the difference? The statement didn't specify which scenes violated censorship guidelines. Authorities across much of the Muslim world have barred Lightyear. Now, look, you got to give them credit. They stick up for what they believe in. Because it includes a brief kiss between a lesbian couple. Many Muslims consider gay and lesbian behavior sinful, and many Muslim-majority nations criminalize same-sex relationships. The United Arab Emirates also announced it would ban the Pixar animated feature from showing the movie in theaters because of the kiss. Now listen, I'll bet you, who wants to bet? Anybody put your $10 on the table. I'll bet you that if China goes nuts over this, if China wants to change, it'll get made. Anybody agree? China comes forward and said, not only will it not be shown, we'll do A, B, and C, we'll ban the next two movies, whatever it is. It'll stop right there. They'll pull it out. Same-sex kiss occurs in the first 30 minutes of the film. The moment occurs between the character Alicia Hawthorne and her partner. The scene has received criticism in the United States as well. Lightyear star Chris Evans called people in the U.S. criticizing the scene idiots. Of course. Right? Of course we're idiots. You know, the reason they didn't pick Tim Allen, his voice, his character, because he would have never gone for it. Yeah, see, you got that? We're idiots. Because we don't want our kids, our young kids, exposed to this kind of thing. Just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feed for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I know, I'm just floored. Over 18 million children live in homes without fathers. And the numbers show that having a father in a home, an active father, a loving father, majorly changes the numbers of, you know, teenage pregnancies, school dropout, and so on. Seriously. Now, I know some of you guys don't want to hear this kind of stuff. You know, one of my sons in particular said, you know, there's a lot of things I didn't do in school. Because I knew when I got home, you'd kill me. And, of course, some of you are going to run with that, which I'm okay with. You know what he meant. He knew there was going to be a price to pay. And he wasn't interested. And maybe that's what we're missing. The government has been telling us for years they'll arrest you for slapping your child, for hitting him, hitting her upside the head or the backside. Right? So what's the punishment? I mean, thank God Gascon isn't telling you how to raise your children. They truly would be hanging from the curbs now, wouldn't they? The Fairfax County School Board in Virginia approved changes to expand punishment for students for malicious misgendering. This is great. No punishment for lying, stealing, or cheating. We don't want them to feel bad about themselves. However, should you misgender another child, then you will be punished. The changes in the Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook was approved by a vote of 8-4, make it possible for students as young as the fourth grade to be suspended for malicious misgendering. Right? Or dead naming their peers. Dead naming is a word used to describe the act of referring to someone by a name they used prior to transition. Are you putting this together or are you just listening to me read it? Right? Fourth grade. Anybody home? So if you're in fourth grade and you misgender somebody, you get in trouble. And if you call them by the name before they start their transition, you get in trouble. It's just amazing, right? It's disappointing that the proposed changes to student rights and responsibilities passed, but it's not unexpected. That's according to a parent, Stephanie Lundquist. She added that the school board needs to check its priorities. Last year, the board refused to provide our children in-person education for over a year. Families were struggling and inundated with homeschooling or mediating their children's virtual learning. Rather than addressing academic concerns, the board's policy passed that there's virtually no one supports. We witnessed them doubling down on a policy and confirming that parents' voices do not matter. We can't have that. No joke, we cannot have it. What's most concerning to me is the punishment. Tyler Ott, founder of Moms for American Values, told a local news source ahead of the vote that they're talking about potentially giving suspensions to children as young as fourth grade. Suspension always works. You get to stay home and play, right? These rules will go into place for children all the way as young as kindergarten. So to hold little children culpable and responsible for someone else's personal decision is a dangerous path. Right? Talk about being totally confusing. Totally confusing. We want to make sure school boards realize that they're trampling on our rights, the rights of our children, by compelling them to speak and punish them if they don't abide by the regulation. Another parent, Jennifer Hoyer, called the school's action subversive. And the result, listen, if you really believe that these things are going to cause your kids trauma, going to cause confusion and problems for your children, as I do, then pull your children from school and or beat your brains out to remove that school board and get a good school board in there. You know, this comes back on us again, people. We have allowed this to happen for so long, all of a sudden you wake up on Tuesday and you want to change by Thursday morning. It doesn't work that way. They, and you know who I mean by they, have a strong foothold in education. And you need to push back. We need to make a big deal out of it. Right? And now you got the FBI involved looking at those moms that are speaking on the school board. Are you serious? The only thing the FBI has to do, the biggest thing they have to do, Just check out moms that show up to school board meetings. Let's not talk about the ones that were burning up post offices, burning down cars, rioting in the streets. No, they don't mean anything, right? Why bother? Just craziness. Total craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What is... Not that he knows much. I almost chewed on my own tongue on this one. Right? What does Obama know that we don't? What inside scoop does he have? Despite his climate change crisis rhetoric, former President Barack Obama had 3 propane tanks installed on his property, totaling over 25,000 gallons in size. This is on his oceanfront property in Martha's Vineyard. Now, I remind you that when the water rises well over the roof line of his house, those tanks aren't going to save him. The Gateway Pundit reported that the Obamas requested 3 tanks, 2 sizes of 1,000 gallons, 1 at 500. They cost about $75,000 to fill. While the Obama family can afford this, even as energy costs skyrocket, the average American using propane to heat their home is paying almost twice as much this year. Anybody, I mean, this is out of control. Not only are the tanks incredibly expensive, they're also not environmentally friendly. Propane, it burns cleaner than coal, but by no means a solar panel or a windmill. Is that what they want us to do? Haven't they been telling us we need to switch over? Does anybody know if Oblamo actually even has solar panels on his house? Anybody? Check it out during the break. I'm sure we can find out. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for children as young as 6 months old. CNBC senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell.
Pfizer and Moderna both getting FDA emergency use authorization for their vaccines down to 6 months of age. So this would be the youngest age group yet eligible for vaccination, the only one so far that had not yet had access to the vaccine.
The FDA decision comes after its Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts voted unanimously to recommend the shots. Amid heavy criticism, 6 days after leaving the country without telling his constituents, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office confirmed Friday that he had gone to Italy with his wife, but said he was briefed regularly about intense flooding that devastated a large swath of Yellowstone National Park and nearby communities. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how you become part of the solution? Just do what Obama does. He just ordered tanks, propane tanks, to hold up to 2,500 gallons of propane. Very expensive. But heck, if you know something we don't like, we're not going to have any more oil. Right? We won't be able to do anything there. Then, heck, we need to jump on board. Look what he's doing. One user wrote that Obama was approved by a selective board to install commercial-grade 2,500-gallon propane tanks at his Martha's Vineyard property. Filling it costs around $75,000. Now, Kerry's insisting that no more drilling is being done. What is this? Does propane fall from the sky? Did I miss something here? I mean, seriously. And filling them costs $75,000. This is a small home or a down payment on a decent home. Really? They don't see themselves, people. They really don't get it. They don't see what they're doing. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. Anyway. YAF wants to know why go to George Washington University if you're ashamed of the founding fathers? I agree with them. Now, they're going to say because we went to change the environment. No, you didn't. You went to whine and moan and groan about what you don't like, believing they would change it. I wouldn't change it. I'd tell you to go somewhere else. You know, if you're ashamed of America's history and founding, you don't have to go to school in D.C. Right? And again, like I say, it won't stop anytime soon. They're getting too much traction. People like us aren't pushing back enough. So it's not going to go anywhere. Right? Again, just amazing. So the Minnesota Pregnancy Centers that were vandalized by Jane's Revenge. Think about that. Right? I'm going to start a group called Baby is Back. And we'll paint up the doors of the pregnancy centers. What do you think? You know, I mean, here it is. They're posting it. They're talking. Where's the FBI? Where's the DOJ? Where are they? Now, I've heard tell somebody said that they were going to start investigating these. Okay, when? And like they do everything else against the right or left? Really? Another pro-life pregnancy center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, was vandalized on Tuesday. A group of Jane's Revenge has claimed responsibility for carrying out the act. Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life said on a Facebook post that their building was vandalized on Tuesday, posted pictures of graffiti plastered on the building as well. They broke windows and more. So, peaceful people, right? These are peaceful protests, I'm sure. Nothing to arrest them for. Just nuts. The spokesman for the Minnesota Citizens Council for Life, that they're undeterred in their pro-life work. Good. You know, guys, smashing the windows, painting on the walls, you think that's going to stop these people from doing what they believe God's called them to do? I mean, there's something wrong with you if you really believe. It shows you that you're really not sold out to what you're doing, even though you're painting the building. They went on to say it was the second time they had been targeted in weeks. It happened again on May 9th. Right? There were pro-abortion messages spray-painted on the building. Now, we're taking precautions, they said, going forward. We're going to make sure our pro-life work keeps going on. And that those coming here are safe, or feel safe anyway. And we'll do the best we can to keep them safe. In an online post approach, Jane's Revenge took credit for vandalism. He stated that the group committed the act in a small gesture of defiance and joy. Sick people. Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life is the largest anti-abortion organization, so-called Minnesota, responsible for untold amounts of suffering as a result of their anti-science propaganda. Right, you think about the ghoulish legislation attempts at social control, support. I mean, these people want totally, they say we want control of your bodies. They do. They're making fun of you if you have a baby. If you carry it to term. They start screaming that you could, you know, you might, yourself might get, might die in childbirth. It's one of the most dangerous things you can do, they say. Just amazing. From here forward, any anti-choice group who closes their doors and stops operating will no longer be targeted. That's according to this group that is smashing the windows and doing the painting. But until you do, it's open season and we know where your operations are. Can we do the same thing? Would they be okay with us doing the same thing for Planned Parenthood? Probably not, right? We'll never stop. We'll never back down, they say. We'll never slow down. We'll never retreat. We didn't want this, but you brought it on. We've got to deal with it proportionately. Really? So how many of these pregnancy centers have we gone to and smashed windows, painted a blaze? Huh? How many do you think that is? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Oh, here's a good one. Talk about somebody who's just like so over the top. They think it's all going to be wonderful if all they have to do is wipe out the Trump store. Officers discovered that a 2015 Volkswagen Jetta crashed into the New England for Trump store located at the west end of the building. The vehicle was operated by Sean Flaherty, of 46 of Massachusetts, who was later transported to Good Samaritan Medical Center. Minor injuries. Police say that the one employee who had been in the store at the time was not injured during the attack. They're calling it an attack. At this time, Flaherty has been charged with reckless operation of a motor vehicle, malicious destruction of property. The driver could face more charges later. Just before he did, though, there was a little boy in his mother's shopping right in that spot, store owner Keith Lambert told the local news source. The clerk was about to go to the bathroom, and he would have gotten hit. Thank God nobody got hurt. The clerk says, that's all I can, just thank God nobody got hurt. Television station reports that the Jetta was adorned with several leftist bumper stickers, including an image of former President Trump with a Hitler-like mustache. Ooh. See, the funny thing about it is, I don't like it, but I'm not going to stop them. Right? I don't like it. I don't like what they think. I don't like the bumper stickers he had on. I'm not going to go, you know, looking for his car later, looking for him. It's just not the way we do it. We don't operate that way. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're going to see more and more of these things because they're empowered. They're emboldened to do this because of the lack of what the DOJ is doing. Right? Really? Take a listen. You know, what's the name? Trump was at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And he gave a speech there. You know it won't last. It's up on YouTube, and I guarantee. Here, let's go. Just for giggles, let me go there now. Because I would almost bet my lunch. It can't be up now. There's no way. Let's see. Nope. Video is unavailable. Now, you knew this was going to happen. Why do these people with two brain cells rub together even bother putting this stuff up on YouTube? I do not understand it. Right? Anything that has to do with Christian righteousness or anything along those lines, they're not going to stand for it. You might get through to somebody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, no, you guys are sending me, we're getting stories, because I always love this, at the, you know, close to the end of the hour. Walmart apparently has dropped MyPillow products. Did you know that? I did. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Now, come on, why don't we support these places? I thought Walmart at one point, I thought we were like our people, you know? But they have declared war on MyPillow. God forbid. The retailers that have pulled the MyPillow products from its stores that the company's founder, Mike Lindell, continues his crusade war against Americans. Wow. I guess Mike hates Americans. They'll say anything. Whether it's true or not, they'll say it. Walmart spokesperson confirmed products removal after Lindell posted a series of live videos on his Facebook page, which he talked about the decision in interviews with conservative podcaster The Hill. Now, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell broke the news during a conversation with Steve Bannon later on his social media platform. Look, let people decide. I mean, some of the crap you Walmart and other places carry for our young girls. some of the stuff that's said on those pants and what have you, even for the boy, they're okay with that. That's all right. But see, it's not their fault. No, it really isn't, people. It's your fault. You buy this garbage. You go buy it, they make money off it, and then they shove it back into your face, and they give that money to groups and organizations that you don't agree with. So who's the one taking advantage of who here? If you don't go buy there, or if you don't buy from them, then they got no money to play with. You guys are canceling us just like on the box stores, Lindell said. Shame on you. You're an American store. You should not have a problem with this. The good news is that Lindell has partnered with the Todd Stern Show and other shows like that. And our listeners are, you know, jumping in to help out. And it's the same thing with mine. You guys really think about people that are on your side, willing to help you and willing to do something. Don't be afraid. Lindell says the Walmart's decision to drop MyPillow will cost his company millions of dollars. It really hurt my employees because they were our biggest distributor. They by far and away were number one. So now we have to start buying his stuff online. We have to make sure that you're out there doing the right thing. Right? You may pay a few bucks more for it. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to say that. I don't know for sure. If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. I'm telling you, you're going to do all right. Right? You'll get 50 to 60% off. Yeah, this stuff is expensive. It's made here in this country. Not with cheap factory. It's really funny how we are as Americans. We want all this stuff cheap. We want all this stuff, so we can afford it, if you would. But then you play like my coffee mugs. I always found this to be interesting. You guys would say, my God, they're expensive. Well, not really. $20 for a mug if it's made in China. No, I'm sorry, what is that? 14 or 15 bucks a mug if it's made in China. So it's 25 bucks if it's made here in the U.S. So if you want U.S. products, you have to pay more for them. We have unions involved. We have taxes involved. We have all this EPA garbage involved. So it sounds as if Walmart's corporate headquarters has a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome. Maybe they're just not getting a good night's sleep. Maybe they need these pillows, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I really do love this stuff because it shows you truly where they're at. I mean, some of you get mad at me, but it does. It shows you exactly where they're coming from, doesn't it? I know a friend of mine just sent me another piece on Obama, his 2,500-gallon tank. You know, I find it amazing. He's been screaming about the seas that are going to rise. I know you guys have heard this before. But if you get a chance, go out and look at his home. Go out and look at the house that he lives in. And I say that because it's surrounded by water. I guess it won't be around long. You know? Because if that water rises the way they keep telling us it's going to, or it does, then his house will be covered with water in no time. Think about that one. It's just amazing. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. You got to keep up on this stuff. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you have to read every story I read or go to every publication I go to. I don't even want you to do that. That's just craziness. You won't be able to keep up. I can barely keep up, but I do it for a living. But find some of those things that you're really upset about. Find some of those programs, right, or some of those issues, categories, whatever it is that makes you crazy, and get more information on them. And go out and look for more information. It's really the only way, and get informed about them, because it's the only way you're going to be able to push back and fight back. And I want you to be able to do, we all want you to be able to do that. And now, again, you're seeing more and more come up in these schools, what's going on in these schools, with what's being taught. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing about it. What are you doing about making sure that your loved ones, your kids, your nieces, nephews, whatever, are not being exposed to this stuff big time? And I do mean big time. Right? Think about it. You can make a difference. All of you can make a difference. If you show up at the schools, you show up at the meetings, and it will, and you'll see a change. You really will see a change. Now, at first, I thought these people were joking. And then the high gas prices are forcing some police departments to handle incidents over the phones. One department in particular, the Central Michigan University, is located, will handle more incidents over the phone due to the rising gas prices. The county in which Central Michigan University is located, the students of the College Republicans Vice President Evan Gibeau, said that while it's not an ideal decision, it was a necessary choice. I can see this now, right? You get the call. There's somebody trying to break into my room. Okay, tell him you have the police on the phone. We can be there Tuesday if he keeps it up. Really? The sheriff's office for the county in which the Central Michigan University is located said they just don't have the money to put gas in the cars to go handle these things. The Isabella County Sheriff's Department announced this decision on June 7th on their Facebook post. I mean, okay, guys, sorry. But really? You're going to put it there going, hey, we can't respond, so go ahead and steal and break in and everything else? Because we can't get there. My God, that's craziness. We got no bullets for our guns. How's that? That'd be the next good one, don't you think? Oh, God. When does this stop? I'm not trying to be crazy, but truly, but when does it stop? When are you going to step up? I'm going to step. When are we going to step up and not allow this to happen anymore? There is a lot going on out there. There's a lot going on against your kids. There's a lot going on just in the crazy world. And it's stuff that you never thought you were going to have to deal with. I was talking to another school board member yesterday. And she's been on the school boards longer than I have. But we were talking about how things have changed just in a relatively short period of time. We went from deciding what books to have in the classroom and not for social awareness reasons, but which ones were better to teach out of, to now arguing on a regular basis as to whether how much sexual illustration is too much sexual illustration. Right? It's just amazing. We're talking about whether to allow boys and girls in the same room. And not so much, do we have the right, I don't know, do we have the right books in place? We have the right safety features up for our kids, that are practicing football or anything along that. Really? And it just gets worse. I don't think I finished the story earlier, which I just think it's hilarious, about the guy that plowed into the Trump store. I mean, I don't know what he thought he was going to get accomplished. And why do the police need to investigate this? He's out right now until they investigate. They got it on video. They got him driving through that window. This should be a hate crime. Because he's openly admitted the reason he did it was because he couldn't stand all the Trump stuff. Sonia Smith joins me on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour, people. Come on back.
Thirty 24.